Okay, so I know that Ayom is knowing a little bit of Sharm B'Tfilah, right? There's a Chabura in that, so we'll talk a little bit about Hilchas Tfilah. So we'll jump right into talking about Chazoras HaShatz. So, anybody know why we have Chazoras HaShatz? What's the Takana for? So originally, there's some people didn't know how to daven, so they had to be yaitzeh with the chazan. Nice, and that's how the Kuf Chaf Dal, that's how it starts off, Sif Aleph. And it says that you should do, somebody that doesn't know how to daven, you should be mechaven to Chazoras HaShatz. But what about now? B'zman HaZeh, everybody, we know, we go to great schools, and everybody knows how to daven already. So what's the point of doing Chazoras HaShatz B'zman HaZeh? Everyone's davening Gashtil Shemot Esrei. So B'zman HaZeh, the reason why we continue doing it is because once there was a Takanas Chachamim, so we continue the Takanas Chachamim. And that's what basically gets us to Siv Gimel. So Siv Aleph basically tells us that, you know, there's Nidin, there's Chazoras HaShatz, and it's Kuf Chaf Dalet. That I'm just going to fly through it because I really want to get to Siv Dalet. So there's Nidin, Chazoras HaShatz because people didn't know how to daven, and even B'zman HaZeh, people know how to daven, we should still do it as Kedei L'Kaim Takanas Chacham, almost like second day of Yom Tov, almost. You know, it's a Takanas Chacham. You have to do Chazoras HaShatz. We'll see the fact that it's a Takanas Chacham, and not that it's the main reason for the Takana, whether that has any bearing on the halacha of how you have to be noig during Chazoras HaShatz. So then we get to Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet starts off Kishashliach Tzibur Chayzer Atfilo. Hakal yesh lahem lishtoik ulechavin lebracha shemavarech hachazen v'lanos amen. The tzibur that's listening to Chazoras HaShatz should be quiet and be mechavin to the brachas. And then, of course, he has to throw in that you have to answer amen. And we'll see that amen actually has a big part to do with this, answering amen. So the first thing is, before we even get to the meat and potatoes, is that it says yesh lahem lishtoik. You should be quiet. What do you mean you should be quiet? You know, sometimes people like to hum along with the chazan, or people like, you know, during Yom Tov, they like to say, you know, chagamaz. That's right. Everybody likes to join in. So what about that? I mean, can you enjoy yourself and continue taking part of Chazoras HaShatz? So Mishnah Berurah addresses this in the Tav Sivkon Tezayin. He says, Haynu loymi boi, sha'asr loymer mashliach tzibur kol brach. Not only that you can't say word for word with the Shliach Tzibur and you say the whole bracha, that obviously that's a problem, the Havi bracha levatala. Afilu leminkari mei eza teves miyamtsoi. You just want to say a few words in the middle. Just b'chaga matzais, b'chaga shvuas. You just want to say that. Gamkein ein nachin. Still it's not proper. De shlachosh mishim shigur delishna, yoitzi brach mipiv. We're afraid that because, you know, everyone knows the davening by heart, you'll start with chaga matzais, you'll end up saying the bracha. And that's a problem. We don't want to have a bracha levatel. Bracha levatel is a terrible thing. The kol shekein oisim hamagbiim koilam. For sure, those people who raise their voices up. Umezarim mashiach tzibor. The havi kiura. It's a problem of yura. It's like gaiva. You're like, you want to sing with the chazan. That's a problem. V'yesh ligor behem. Not just that it's a problem, but sometimes the shabru and the halacha says that yesh ligor behem. That you should be meicha, stop them. So afterwards, after davening, you hear people doing this, you should make sure you go over them and say, listen, you know, you shouldn't really be singing along with the chazan. It's not really kalacha. The havik a kalas roish, it's kalas roish. So this is not a good thing. And in yisicher iser sichas chulin, kalas b'zizayim. Okay, b'negeya talking, stamazay sichas chulin, he's not even dealing with in the sif. We'll see that later. Okay, so that's the first thing. First thing is, during Chazoras HaShatz, you should be quiet. Shouldn't be saying along with the chazan that causes kalas roish. Shouldn't sing along with the chazan. Just be quiet and listen and answer amen.
It's
a problem of the mitzvah kiyur. It's kalas roish.
The chazan will be quiet for those 3 seconds.
Right, but I mean, it seems that just saying along is a kalas roish. I don't know, but That's what it seems like from this Mishavru. You know, it seems that we should just we shouldn't be doing that. I know that it's a prevalent minig, but I'm not sure if it's a minig or just people like, you know, they didn't think about it. Oh yes, it's a Kriyas HaTorah, right, exactly. That might be Kaas Rosh Chodesh also. I mean, you know the people that say Kaas, they're all like, you know, excited about it, so you know, might be a little Kaas Rosh Chodesh also. Okay. But anyway, fine. So then continuing on, so then the Mechaber says like this, "Am ein tisha mechavnu b'rchaisa." So again, a person should be quiet, be mechavin to the brachas, and if there's not nine people that are being mechavin to the bracha of the chazan, karoiv liyos b'rchaisa v'batala. It's close. Interesting lashon. It's close to being a bracha l'batala. L'chein kol adam yasa atzmai kilu ein tisha zulasav yechavin v'rchaisa chazan. Therefore, everyone in the shul should make it that they're one of the nine, even if you have a whole shul filled with people. But maybe, you know, nine people aren't paying attention. So you should say, I'm going to be one of the nine that are paying attention, and therefore I'm going to make sure that the bracha is not levatala. And just to throw in, you know, well, this is really what we're going to talk about, that, but just the Ramah ends off, for the Shlemus HaDvarim, Yesh Ayrim Shakola Am Yamdu Kishachayzer Sech Tzibat Tfilah. Ramah says, really, you should be standing during Chazor Sashatz. The best thing is to stand. Okay, but let's get back to the main part here. The main part here says that you should be mechavin to the bracha and answer amen. He doesn't talk about learning during davening. What about learning during chazar sashatz? That's what we're going to go more into. So the tshuva. This is the first tshuva on the handout. This is the tshuva from the Ramami Panu. The Ramami Panu. So this is in Shela Kuf Beis, and he brings a number of different shailas here, which is why I just underline where it says Shminas, right before the underline starts, I did Shminas. This is the eighth shail that he's addressing in this tshuva. He says, Mishahu baki b'tfila. So obviously the guy's a baki, doesn't need to be yaitse with Chazor Sashatz. V'sval b'lacha shematzibur. Mau sheyasek b'toyro, b'shoa sheshliach tzibur yoyred lahoytzi yasha'enei baki. When the shliach tzibur is going to do it, to be lahoytzi yasha'enei baki. So it's interesting that he says this question as lahoytzi yasha'enei baki. He doesn't say that you're doing it as a takanas chachamim. I don't know if in the Ramami Panu's time there were people that didn't know how to daven, or that's just, he was just setting it up as that's the normal way, not that it'll make any difference that now Bizman Azet's at the Khan's of Haman. Just something to play around with your mind. I don't know if he's really making a chilek. I think he's just talking generally. The Ikr Takana was to be mighty people that weren't Bekiyim. So obviously this is Bavad Chiyana Amen. Of course the person asked her Amen. That's not the question. The question is not whether you can be Isaac and Tyre and not answer Amen. If you have to answer Amen, that's the Aleph base. The question is whether you can be Isaac and Tyre even though you're answering Amen to the Brachas. And then listen to this part, which is going to be important. I didn't underline it, but it's important. Even though sometimes you don't know the answer, you don't know the bracha that you're saying amen to. So imagine you walk into shul, you just hear everybody say amen, and you have no idea what bracha they're up to, where you just walked in late. So according to this, he says, even though sometimes you're answering amen, it's not a problem. He said, according to what the Ramami Pan was saying. Okay, so that was the Shaila, and then we'll just skip the next few words until the Tshuva. Tshuva, Rav Ha'aylam Einam Nizhar. Most of the world, most people are not Nizer. V'kayim b'seder Kabanas, right? You catch up during davening. The guy came late, he wants to catch up, he wants to say Kabanas. Uki Yaitse b'shash ashtayach tzibur yayrid. Af al gav delo yois avden. Even though this is not really the proper thing to do. V'b'chol ki agavna ikim sham hanach lahem. Anything that you have, when you have this type of thing, when the whole world is doing it, And even though it's not the best thing that they should be doing, but we have this yisoid, you find in Halacha a bunch of times, hanach lahem, that they should be shoygigim v'ayu mezidim. If you start telling people everything that they're doing wrong, they're not going to be able to correct everything. So then all you're going to do is you're going to cause them, until now they're doing it a shoygig, and now you're going to cause them to do a mezid. Now, we don't have, obviously, the license to go and decide what things we can tell people. Listen, you know, I'm not going to tell them that, you know, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos because, you know, hanach lahem should be shoygigim. So again, you have to be on the Ramami Panu to be able to, you know, be magder when you say this yisai. But here, he's for sure saying this yisai that someone who's being Isaac and Tyra, his man Chazar Sashatz, even though it's not the best thing, you have this heter of Hanach Lahem that they should be shoygim v'ayum ezidim. Okay. And he says, v'kivin the galu daite, just a little bit further, and we'll stop. V'kivin the galu daite, shenem achavim, lotzeis, apapi. Even though sometimes they're answering amen and they don't know what bracha they're talking, because they're so isaac and terrible, they have no idea what bracha the guy's up. They just hear everybody say answer amen. Ain kan amen yisayim. That's not called an amen yisayim. Right? There's a problem of answering an amen yisayim. An amen just yisayim means it doesn't have a connection to any bracha. So you don't know what bracha, he says that's okay. As long as everyone else knows what bracha, everyone's answering amen, it's not going to be considered amen yisayim. It's interesting that he throws it in, because really that's not the main varsha. But you know, you find it a lot that sometimes they're talking about one inyan, the paiskim, and then they'll throw in agav, another thing, which is not so agav, because it's really a big sugya, and they're just throwing in their shita. So something to be on the lookout.
Is that a shita?
I don't know. It seems that he just holds it. If everybody else is answering amen, is he going to answer amen? You know, like it seems. I mean, you would think that if a guy doesn't know what bracha he's answering, he's not saying, right? I mean, that's what you would think. But he seems to say that as long as you're just, I guess, you're mitzar if you're amen with everybody else's amen and they do know. So I guess you can kind of
maybe it's different dark because he knows it's different. Amen, because there's a shot. Amen, you seven stam. You don't know anything what the.
You have a little idea that it's certain because yeah. I mean, let's say you know it's. I'm answering amen to one of five brachas. Is that considered amen? So maybe, Hindig saying that maybe that would be not as much of an amen yisayim. Maybe you can say this far also that it's being mitzvah. He doesn't really explain it. I mean, maybe he has a different truth about amen yisayim. But maybe the other thing is that being mitzvah to other people's amen. So maybe it's not a problem. Okay, so the Rami Pano seems to say, okay, Nishkevelach, people are learning, maybe not the best thing in the world, but Hanaf Lam, they just be shaking. So the Magen Avraham brings this down, and it's not Mishpil, but the Magen Avraham just brings it down. And then afterwards he says, but however, the Sefer Vavei Hamudim, Kara Tagra Aleim. This is not, he says it's, when you think Kara Tagra, it's a strong lesson that this is not the ideal situation. Maybe you should say something even to the person. He says, V'chein Mashma, and this will take us to Simen Tzadi Sif Yud Ches. So first of all, he says, he brings our Mami Panu, and then he says that we have the Bavi Amudim, which is Chaylik, and then he says that you should look in Simen Tzadi Sif Yud Ches. So Simen Tzadi, it's in Chaylik Aleph. Just a few minutes. Simen Tzadi Sif Yud Ches is talking about somebody who is Tairasa Yim Nasa. Someone who's Tairasa Yim Nasa. So the question is a person who's Tairasa Yim Nasa, he sits, let's say, Rabbi Yashiv, he used to sit in that Ezra's Nashim of some shul, right? There's no minion there. So now, does Rabbi Yashiv have to go and leave his learning and go find a minion to them? That's the question. So that's what Sifat Ches is talking about. So the Ramah, just skip at the end to the Ramah there. So the Ramah says, V'yeshayimim, we talk about this, is better to daven in beis medrash that you always learn, or is it better to daven in beis knesses? So the Mechaber says, better to daven in beis medrash. V'yeshayimim. Dafilu b'lo yasara, even if there's not a minion, adif l'hispal beis medrash hakavu alai. Person's terasim nasai is better to daven in the beis medrash even if it's not going to be 10. V'daf kamisha terasim nasai. V'ainim is about to belav hachi. V'afilu hachi, he says, lo yargil atzmai lasais kain. Even though that's really, it's better to daven in the beis medrash by yourself, you're terasim nasai, why should you waste the time and go find the minion? So still, you shouldn't do it a lot. Shalo yilmadu ame aris memeno. Because amaratzim love to learn from our gedolim, any heter, any kula that they can find. So you find that, oh look, Rabbi Yashiv, he's learning, 24 hours a day, and he doesn't go down the minyan, so I don't have to down the minyan, even though I don't learn, anything. So he says that's what we're afraid of. So therefore, he says even some interesting us, they shouldn't do this. The kol shekain, this is what the Magen Avraham is being assigned to. The kol shekain shlo yasoik b'toyru v'beis haknesses b'zman sha'atzibur oimim slichas u'tchinas. So for sure, you should not be oisik in Torah. This even someone who's interesting us, in the shul. So exactly, what's slichas? Well, slichas is slichas, but
means dafka slichas, like
L. I would think slichas, just regular slichas.
Wants to try to get as big as hatter as possible. That would say
what?
I think the culture came that someone who's tayru menasa should go to a shul to find a minyan.
Yes, right. You should go to a shul. Even when you go to the shul, you should still not learn. You should still not learn. But man, the tzibur is saying slichas utchinas. That could be, you could say slichas is also just asking kapar. So anytime you're talking about slichas, maybe it means. But tchina seems like regular davening. Tchina is just regular davening. So, but either way, even if you want to, somehow say that no, he's only talking about maybe during slichas, maybe during pesukah zimra, whatever you want to say. Magen Avraham is being mitzayinet over here. So Magen Avraham is saying, obviously, Magen Avraham is learning that ramah is even including, according to Magen Avraham, is including chazaras hashatz. So these are the two reasons that he's bringing. And again, so the first thing is that we have the Vavei Amudim, that just, he doesn't seem to buy the Ramami Panam at all. It doesn't really go into the reason. And then there's also this thing that Amaratzim are going to learn from you. That's the Kolshekin. Kolshekin, what do you mean? Kolshekin that they shouldn't be asking a Torah. Why? Because Amaratzim going to learn from you. So now here's the question. Amaratzim going to learn from you what? What are they going to learn from you? You're sitting and learning in the Chazar HaShashat. What are we afraid of? What are the Amaratzim going to do? So the...
It's going on both of them? The Amaratzim going to learn from you is going on...
Yeah, because first he says, Amaratzim going to learn from you not to daven the main. And then he says, Kolshekin, that you shouldn't be learning during davening because... And that's he says Kolshekin, you shouldn't be learning during davening. So what does it mean Kolshekin? So the nice Akelim over here by Ar Kupchav Dalet, they say that Amaratzim going to learn from you. That's how you learn. That's all.
It's only mutter if it's Terasim Nosek.
What's only mutter?
It's only mutter to learn during Kazasim Shas if it's Terasim Nosek.
Well, then he doesn't.
Some person is not Terasim.
Well, that's
why it's brought in here. He doesn't
say that. He doesn't. First of all,
Magen Avraham Kuklov Dal
is not talking about some Dafa Terasim Nasi. That's what I wouldn't say. I wouldn't say that Magen Avraham is only saying this.
That point where it's talking about Terasim Nasi.
There he's talking about someone who's Terasim Nasi shouldn't be learning the Chazar Hashatz because of Amaratz.
Right.
Magen Avraham over here is showing it to over here. Is he only talking about Terasim Nasi?
Wait,
I don't know
if it's Terasim Nasi. That's the point.
It's not mutter at all.
Okay, I mean that much. I don't know. I wouldn't go that. I don't go that bad. I mean that's. I would think that he's just talking about someone who's. What's the difference if you're Terasim Nasi? The whole point is that I'm Ratzim to learn from you. So I mean, only Ratzim can learn from the daily Eilim. We're not going to learn from someone who's not Terasim Nasi but is learning. You know, Ratzim are going to learn from everybody. Huh?
Wait, what's the whole premise that the mice that we had at Shiloh in the first place? Learning in the middle of Chazar Hashas is that what you're afraid you're not going to answer Omni.
So that I mean that
and
was
then there's not going to be nine people. There's not 10
people. So that's one.
So Lechayer, you say that fine a Talmud Chacham who knows he's learning and he also says an Omni together, but then Amaratzim are going to end up not saying Omni at all.
Oh, very good. So we're going to see that's one Mahal learn because we said what are Amaratzim going to learn from you? The fact that you're learning there in Chazar Hashas. What are we afraid of? So Yitzchok saying that Lamaisa, Amaratzim, I'm going to learn from you that they'll learn because he's on the Chavskos. He's who's Amaratzim? No one's learning, right? So obviously the guy's going to learn. He's not going to realize that the Talmud Chacham is answering on me. So he's going to think, oh look, this guy's learning. I can learn, and I'm going to learn. I'm not going to answer on me. You know. So but we'll see. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah goes like that. So Mishnah Berurah Simchat Yizayin. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Yizayin. He says. So the Mishnah Berurah is bringing from the Magen Avraham, basically. He says, therefore, you should be careful not to learn or say Tachanun. Some people say Tehillim. If you look around, you see people saying Tehillim or people are learning Chazar HaShatz. I think it's one of the biggest tithes, not to learn during Chazar HaShatz. It's such a great time.
You can learn Hilchos Tefillah during Chazar HaShatz.
Yeah, that's even better. You know.
But there's a kind of Zimri, people do
Mitzvah
Zimri, they want
Schar
Kepinchos. See, what's the modern day example of that?
Oh, okay. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on, so he says, therefore you should be careful not to learn or say Tehillim, Tachnunim during Chazar HaShatz. Vafilu in the Chavin l'seif ha-brocha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're in the Chavin to the Brocha, Lanis Amin Karoi, and look at this, Shaloi Tia Amen Yisayma. And so here's again, Mishnah Berurah throwing in a Zayt Gazach, but you see what a sheet is. Mishnah Berurah is saying that Avada, the guy's going to answer Amen. Why? Because if he does answer, I'm sorry, the guy's going to answer Amen Karoi, that he's being Mechavin with Seif HaBracha. And he knows what Bracha he's saying Amen to, obviously, because otherwise Mishnah Berurah throws in Shaloi Tia Amen Yisayma. So according to Mishnah Berurah, it's clear that he's learning that if you don't know the Bracha that you're answering, even during Chazar HaShatz, that's an Amen Yisayma. So we saw from the Ramami Panu, he doesn't go like that. Ramami Panu throws in that, it's not an Amin Yisamin, even if you have no idea. He says, even if you don't know, he says, Mefurish, Af Bishul Apamim Le Yodal, he's a Brachu Aina. That's not a problem of Amin Yisamin. So this is interesting. You have a Zaitik and Machloikis, the Mishnah Berurah is bringing with the Ramami Panu, but it's really not the main part that they're saying here. But anyway, so obviously, according to Mishnah Berurah, you have to be able to know what Bracha that they're answering if you want this, even if you want this Hadith to learn. But he says, still, you shouldn't do it. Kamoshin is barred. Gam ken lo yafahim aysim. Why? Shema loindim yifnu lilimudam. Because if the loindim go and turn to their, to go learn, ame ha'aretz yilmudu mehem, shaloi lahazin l'shliach tzibur, v'yasku b'sicha b'teiluchas v'shalom. So, he wasn't as much as Dan L'chav's close as Yitzchak. He didn't say, no, because Amaratzim is going to learn from you. Oh, look, you don't have to pay attention. There's Chazar HaShatz. You're learning. I'll do my things, and I'll answer emails, and I'll you know, talk to people, and it says that nimtzu machti Mr. Rabbim. So now, if you're learning, you're going to go be machti the Rabbim. They're going to go end up talking during Chazaras HaShatz, and that's not too good either. So that's how Mishnah Berurah is learning. And Mishnah Berurah also they bring on the side over here that therefore that there's a lot of inyan. Let's say people they collect tzedakah during Chazaras HaShatz. So you collect you go to some inyan. Let's say mincha is prevalent, right? You go to mincha. So during Chazaras HaShatz, someday we'll go around the tzedakah box, right? So he says on the side, he says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't go around because people are supposed to be having kavanah during Chazaras HaShatz. Another thing he says that not a lot of times you find that people that switch between tefillin of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, they take off their tefillin of Rashi in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and they put on Rabbeinu Tam. So you shouldn't be doing that. That's not you have to be mechaben. Okay. There's also got an interesting.
I have to play a role with the fact that let's say there's 10 other people mechaben.
So this part that I'm Ratzim going to learn from you has nothing to do with 10 people.
Why,
yeah.
Why is it that someone needs to be mechaber?
Why do you need? Because 10 people. Because mechaber said, yeah. If there's not 9 people, then it's karev to be.
If you, I'm just theoretically speaking, if you knew there were 9 people listening, paying attention.
Right.
There's 10 right bottom up front. They're all paying attention. I'm saying you still chiyav on each person to be mechaber.
Yeah. Well, this Amaratzim reason is you're not going
to
get up.
I understand, but I'm asking the reason why you have to mechaber to begin with. Is that there or no? If you know you have 9 people.
Is it then it says then you use it in the
said, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is it then the person needs mechaber or you don't want to do bracha v'atal? Which one is it?
No, I mean so I mean he starts off, his mechaber starts off that you have to have kavanah. And then
why?
He's so
well, so over here he says the top of this handout here, I don't know what it is. That
this is the Ramani panel? This one?
The first one?
Yeah.
That you need 9 people to be mechaber.
Yeah.
And then so, the chazan is the 10th person.
Right. So if you have 10 people, theoretically speaking,
then you're okay as long
that people should learn from your five.
Yeah.
This whole thing that
halachically, it's okay.
You need to be mechaven.
Let's say there's exactly 10 people in this minyan, and there's 9 guys in the front that are for sure paying attention, and you're the only guy there, and no one's looking at you. So can you learn? And because therefore you know it's not going to be in that tzibur, would you need halachically to listen to the shliach tzibur and not to answer and to be able to not answer? So it seems from here that you'd be allowed to do that. You'd be allowed to learn
because no one's going to learn from you. Or you can leave. You can walk out.
Yeah. Okay.
Be there.
Yeah. I mean. Technically, halachically, it seems that if there's for sure 10 guys listening. Then you're okay. Again, the Bavi Amudim seems to take issue with it even without the reason of Amaratzim. So, I didn't check up the Bavi Amudim, but according to this Mishnah Berurah, Kepashas is like what you're saying. Okay.
What about one more thing?
Was not here. So he brings it. Always says to be hard during some are medical.
You're not really seeing. You're not looking. It doesn't look.
Chaim Kanievsky brings from here says that it's not right to be like that.
So you're reading a book.
Because really, the whole point is we're going to have to
dumb stories.
So we're not getting into. This is, by the way, we're not getting into hashkafa. We're just talking about halacha right now. But yeah, so luckily it seems that it would be okay. I mean, not. Okay, so that's Mishnah Berurah. So, also, just another interesting thing that he brings here is that from the Shnai Mikra. Like some people do Shnai Mikra. You do Shnai Mikra. So he says from Chaim Kanievsky that it's Yitochen that they're not even Yoytze B'di'evet.
On the Shnai Mikra.
Yeah.
No.
You're doing Shnai Mikra during Chazar Shas. You think you're going to chop right. And yes, it could be Tzitachan that even B'di'evet they're not going to be Yaitzim. Okay, but Akopanim, what you have after everything is that you never find anyone that said Usser. Everyone said Yesh Lizar, it's not right, you shouldn't do it. You never find Usser. So the next, if you look at the next thing, we have the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim, we'll start by where we started the end of the line. V'chein kosev aseilus belula. V'chein kosev aseilus belula ois vav b'shem reishis chachm. So this is what the aseilus belula says. In the name of Yishchachem Vezel Shoyne. But Eis Kriyas HaTayra. Vay Chazar Sashatz HaTfila. Aser Loi Lasik B'Tayra. So he says, this is the first time where we find someone saying Aser. Aser Loi Lasik B'Tayra. The Ein La'arif Tikkun B'Tikkun. Being Ma'arif different Tikkunim, you don't want to do that. Ki L'Kol Echad Zman B'Fnei Atzmai. U'mashma the Afle Hirba D'Vay Tayra Az Aser. He says, even to be Ma'arif would be Aser. As Ki Tzarek Shiyu Azav Keshuvais. Your ears have to be listening.
It's not a shkafa.
And this is
Kappa
Chaim
is
a halacha.
No, he's bringing Reishis Chacham.
He's bringing Reishis Chacham. But
he uses the Lashon Hasher also.
Your eye should be lamata, your liba should be lamalo, just like you're davening tefillah balachash. This is Shnei Yichudim. B'chazar ha'amida hu yichud meshubach me'akaydim. Not only that, b'chazar ha'shatz is even better than davening quietly. V'medar v'es chazar ha'tefillah hu mafrid chas v'shalma yichud. Okay, you don't want to talk because it's going to be mafrid, the yichud. Right, and then we go on and it says, "V'alzeh kibin Reb Yehuda." Listen to this. You know, we sing this by Simchas Torah. Asher misham el v'tayr v'isanachas ruach le'yitzer. So he tells, "What do you mean, Asher misham el v'tayr v'isanachas ruach le'yitzer?" Of course, you mean isanachas ruach le'yitzer. You learn Torah. What can be a bigger nachas for Hashem? V'alzeh kibin Reb Yehuda. Amr Asher misham el v'tayr v'isanachas ruach le'yitzer. Masha ein kain im oisik b'tayr b'shasha ein hakadosh baruch hu chafetz b'tayr asay. Az vaday ein nachas ruach laKadosh Baruch Hu b'tayrasa. It's not a nachas ruach to Hashem. Asher mishma b'tayr is only when it's going to be a nachas ruach liyisrei. But if you're going to do it when Hashem doesn't want your tayr now, He doesn't want your tayr. You're going to learn when Hashem doesn't want your tayr. How about we should learn when Hashem wants our tayr? So he says, "Umudelo shlo yasek az b'tayr v'chein yizar b'chol elik shleach yitzivu aymer magen aves b'dvaray below Shabbos." Also, a very important thing. Also. I wonder, well, what's with Magen Aves? We say Magen Aves, you know, I'm saying Friday night. Magen Aves is a dinner of Chazaras HaShatz. So he's saying here the same thing with the plot for Magen Aves. It's not just a time to, you know, put your farm away.
Should break down by being desert to when you say a minyan hishbe rabbi b'kavana. It brings up a maisa that someone had like a green spot on their head, and it's because they weren't nizer in talking by Yehesh Meirab, but they didn't have a covenant by
Magen Aves. Very good. So here you see also, he's saying Magen Aves, the Magen Aves Friday night is Mamash's Dimash of Chazaras HaShatz. So therefore, that's not a time that's not Chazaras HaKadosh Baruch.
What does he say to Shoshana Kadosh Baruch of Chazaras? I mean, where am I said to you?
When
you
is
know,
that?
How do you know that Zman is not what Hashem doesn't want your Torah?
Well, the Kappa Chaim is saying, at least we know there are Chazaras HaShatz, Hashem doesn't want your Torah, because he wants you to listen to
it. And that's what he's saying, because it's just saying, like, when there's a mitzvah, b'shas, when you have a mitzvah to do...
I mean, the only other time that I can think is that maybe there are sometimes, like, Tisha B'Av, or other things, you know, certain Zman,
there's things in Halacha, that you're not allowed to
learn. Right, so there's Halacha also.
He said...
Right, so it's also
in the bathroom.
Maybe the bathroom. So other places where maybe it's also to learn. So he's in there. That's not a nachas ruach liyitzer when you're learning.
You know what the biggest raya is? The cheshek that you have to learn after the shots. You don't have to hold it.
It's the biggest time.
Before Bechus Tayr.
And then he ends up, V'chein lufi divrei Arizal, shekasav da chazara yoyser me'alosim et tefilas ha'amida. Chazar Sashatz has a bigger mila than the regular tefillah of that you'd say Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. That's the first time we have an Asa. Let's see now from Ramesha. So Ramesha, he actually has tshuva on looking in a sefer Chazar Sashatz. So the first part he just brings basically he brings down the sugya basically. And I wanted to show you where he throws in here. Oh, if you go up a few lines from where I started on the line from the second paragraph. If you go up a few lines, so when he's bringing down the Ramah. That the person should not, he brings out the Ramah that the Magen Avraham shtel to, and then all the way at the end there, it's like three lines before it ends, he says kedei shel yilmedu acher mimenu, right? So remember we said that Amrasim should not learn from them. Vehem lo yichavnu gam l'soif habracha. So Ramesh is learning that the problem by learning during davening by Chazar HaShatz is not that we're afraid that someone's going to go talk during davening Chas V'Shalom. No one would ever. He can't even think that someone would ever do that. So we're talking about someone who's like what Yitzchak was saying, was that he's going to learn, he's not going to be mechaven the Sefer Bracha. So that would be the problem. So that's, you see, Ramesh and Ramesh Brua have a little bit of different understanding about what we're afraid of that the Amratzim are going to do. Okay, so he brings down the Sugya, basically means from Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham at the end of the day says that it's not advisable because the Amratzim are going to learn from you. Avo Ani is daikti nira. Dehu rak, and this is going to talk to Kleiner's point, Kishaiker Asara Shashaimim Chazar Sashats Veloy Mapsikim Klav. This whole halacha from the Magen Avraham, that this whole heta that we have from the Ramami Pani, that you know, Amaratzim are going to learn from whatever, that's only when you have 10 people that are listening. Now, I don't know, when I saw this, when I saw him, he says 10, I thought maybe it's Lav Dafka, I thought maybe he means 9, because really the halacha is that he needs 9 to listen to the Shasim. So I'm not sure if he means Dafka, sorry, here, or if he's making the machlekes over here. It seems, you know, Mechaber said that all you need is 9, be Mechaber. So, I mean, I'm not sure if it's Dafka or not. But he says that that's only when you have 10 people that are listening to the Chazal Sashatz. V'loi mafsik in klal. Shalachem heim soivrim shemot medina lomoy. Then other people hold that it's mutter midin to learn. La'elu sheyuchu l'chavim l'soifar brachal anasamein ilav hodi lomadu achem imenu. Mamish, what you were saying, Rabbi Kleiner. That if you have 10, you know there's 10, and you know that no one's going to learn from you, you're all the way in the back, no one's watching you, then that's the only time it's going to be mutter. Aval. Kishaleka asara asar midina. So here again, we have the Ramosha, who's also saying pretty stark. He's not saying yesh li zahir, like Mishabru is saying, or that, you know, it's not a good idea. He's saying that it's asar midina when there's not 10 people that are listening to Chazar Sashatz. Because why? The takana of the Chazar Sashatz was what? That people that were not they couldn't be mitzi the Shtul Shman Asrei, so they'd be able to be mitzi the Chazar Sashatz. So Mefurish came to Siv Gimel. The cost of Kashan is Baal Makul Mekim at Fila Afal Pekin Yor Shtiach Tzibra V'chayzal Espal Gdei L'Kaim Tekan Zav Chomim. And that was Siv Gimel, like I spoke about. They continued the takana, even though the Bezman Hazeh, everyone's Bekim. That's from the Chuvah Sarama. So Ramosha is going to be magritas. The fact that there's a Takanas Chachamim now, it's just a Takanas Chachamim, it's like a second day of Yontif. So can we be Makel? Like we know, second day of Yontif, there's certain things you can be Makel, like you can't be Makel the first day of Yontif. So can you be Makel certain things? So Ramosha is saying like this, he's about to Vimkain. Harit Sarach Liyos Mamish Kefi HaTakana. Just because we're just doing it as the Takanas Chachamim doesn't mean that, okay, we don't really need to do it the same way they did it. No, it has to be mamish as though there are people that are being yoytze with this Chazar Sashatz. Tzarech liyos mamish kefi HaTakanas shetiknu lahoytzi yasha'ene baki. The tzarech dafka sheyishmu l'chol ma'ashayim ha'shliach tzibar. You dafka have to listen to everything that the shliach tzibar is saying. V'tzarech shiyu asara ha'shayimim dafka. Da'at filas yilchas en yochol echa lahoytzi tzchaveira. Okay. So he said, therefore, dafka has to be that everyone's listening. And then we'll just skip to the next paragraph, the next top of the next page, top of this page. But Indian Zachidush said, okay, fine. V'zeu mashakaz v'ator sham b'tshuvas harash, d'kisha'ein tisha ma'amachavn b'bricha shliach tzibur, karoiv b'einai liyaz b'bricha shliach tzibur v'atala. Remember, I was shtelled on karoiv. Says the Mechaber says that if there's not 10, if there's not 9, he says, then it's karav to be a bracha v'atal. What mean karav? What's close? What is a bracha v'atal? And so what is it? So he says, so he brings from the Rosh, he says that when there's not 10 being mechavin to the bracha of the shliach tzibur, it's karav in alias bracha shliach tzibur v'atal. Ki niskina bracha shliach tzibur l'oimra ba'asara. Because it was nesukin. And again, he said, we're saying that the same way as mesakin in the beginning, that's the way it's the fact, that's the way it is now, even though we're just doing it to be the kind of the Karnas Chacham. It has to be mamish the same thing. So therefore, there has to be 10 people that are listening. Vizesh akos of Karav. So Moshe tells, why does it say Karav? Avaloi mamish. It's not mamish. Why is it not mamish? I am a Drisha Shem Beis Yosef. The humishum dim hischilu ba'asara goy ma'ashliach tzibur afkishi yasu miksasa. The reason why it's karav is because Mechaber is naming on that you started with 10. So if you start with 10, and then somebody leaves, so the halacha is that you're supposed to continue. Huh?
In a stam case.
In a regular case, you have 10 people that are in the tefillah, and then somebody leaves, shlich doesn't have to stop. He can continue. So he says, mashma. But he says, mashma. Debitchila kishelo yechavnu asala b'yukos ha-shliach tzibur. If there would be 10 people from the beginning, that would not be mechaven to the bracha, yiyamamish bracha levatel.
The whole Shmoneh Esrei, yeah. The
only reason is if you started with Heter, if you started with 10, and then somebody left, so then, okay, it's not mamish like a bracha levatel.
Why is it worse than someone saying Shmoneh Esrei himself, just to say it loud? Well, why is that
a problem?
But why is it not a bracha levatel?
I said it myself 5 minutes ago, and that was okay.
Right, but now the reason why the Shmoneh Esrei is saying is to be mighty other people. I'm saying it for you. You have to be able to. You have to answer on that, right?
Same
as technical. Right. So,
I have another child. It's a very interesting thing to have a takana that puts everyone in a bad situation here, because I'm serious. You're misaki to do it just to
you're
do it.
You're worried that everyone
and
else.
And then all of a sudden, you like now you got to like answer up to make sure that we're not in bed like underwater.
So you're saying let's like,
Jay, like what do you mean? Because you're afraid that other people aren't answering, so now you're.
Jay, you're making a takana that everyone now needs to go answer.
No, but I'm saying the takana initially was because people weren't did not have davened. So we have to take care of those people. But now who gives us the right to say okay now that no one knows how to daven? We have to stop.
That's what our job is. Because now everyone knows.
We can't be mavat the takana. Right? Once the takana was made, so then we have to.
Well, that takana was made when people did not.
Right. But once they made that takana, so we have to continue. I mean, we don't have the kayaf to be mavat the takana.
And bracha latol, why?
Because initially, the whole point of it was that in order to be yaitza with a shliach tzibur, there has to be 10 people answering amen. Not,
why is it worse than someone?
Because certain brachas need 10 people answering amen. It's not like a regular shahakal. This needs
a... You just davened the same thing 5 minutes ago yourself.
That's exactly why it would be bracha latol. Because I just davened it. I'm only davening for you. So you have to make sure you're answering amen. Or time
yeah, but that's why you brought the kap chayim. Because the mice, it seems like it's much more than just the takanas chacham. Because from the zayin and the rishis chacham, it seems like it's much more than that. Because we have a lot of takanas chachamim, and it's not like as much saying like it's also to learn. It's also like it's like its own tefillah.
Right. So this is where the hashkafa and the halacha kind of are like that. So really, so I mean, but the kap chayim really, I mean, he's bringing from the rishis chacham, but he's saying he's going to get halacha. So it's an interesting thing, but. If we just look at it just through the lenses of halacha, so then you just look at it as a zot takanas chachamim. And now as the takanas chachamim, it's a bracha vatal of 10 people answering amen. So Zok Ravesha, the only reason why it's only karev is because you started off with 10. But if there's not 10 people, then that's mamash bracha vatal.
Sure.
So that's just.
I'll ask you better. I say if the whole reason you need 10 is you're doing yichazar shat, so in case everyone already did it. So why is it not vital bracha vatal? Why does it help to have 10 people?
Because once it's a takanas chachamim, how are you taking care of that problem? Is it a takanas chachamim?
That's my question.
Because
how
once,
get rid of it?
I think
once
everyone,
because
it's not
a bracha l'vatala, the fact that we're being that they're doing chazar sashat. It's not a bracha l'vatala. Once the chachamim mersachim shliach chazar sashat, obviously there's not a bracha l'vatala.
Can I ask you on that? No, I'm serious.
You're asking
so
why.
So you're saying how can we continue this takanas chachamim because we're being machmer? All we're doing now is maybe making a bracha l'vatala because we don't need 10 people to be
right.
Yaitza.
It's a shmeres yotzibur. Takanas chachamim is when they say it for rabbis. It's a new takanas. But they say because that's true.
No, but
that, you're continuing on the takana from before.
That was the reason. But now the chalosev is takana zachal. That's all exactly that different type of shmenasu. There's a quiet shmenasu and there's a public shmenasu. That the key is that kufa. There's a public shmenasu that you're being.
Not being lazy anymore. But I'm saying.
But it's
your mechanical. Good. Okay. So Ramesh's vart is that if you didn't start off with 10, so then it would be a mamash bracha l'atel. Just continuing from where we left off. It's as if they left. So even if you're not mechavim to the 10, it's like you left. And then he says that you get into the problem of oiz v'yasham yichlu. You leave in the middle of shmona. You leave in the middle of shmona. That's a pasha. So if you just leave, there's a leaving. You might be included in oiz v'yasham yichlu. Especially if you're one of the 10. Okay, just continuing down, he says, Shememela, just skimming down to the next underline. Shememela, kiven shemi she'eile mechavim l'ashliach tzibur eina nimna me'asara. So if you're not paying attention to the chazaras hashatz, you're not counted in the 10. The reason why he's continuing is because you're allowed to, once you started the hat, you're allowed to continue.
You're not just saying amen. Yeah, like it's not.
If I'm just
I'm going to learn like whatever I'm going to do, whatever I'm doing, and I'm going to say amen.
Right.
That's still not considered mechavim.
That would not be mechavim.
So I have to.
There has to be 10 people that are paying attention to every word, and then only then is there a hat to reason. Because if there's not 10, then you're starting off already with brachos levatala right away. Okay, mashin levatala. Okay, we said that shalachem mechrachem leimer the tshuvas marami pana. So therefore, it has to be that this tshuva marami pana that gave you the heter, who rak piika asar mechavim lashliach tzibur la shatz. Saiver the Elim Chazbiyadim. The only time that he holds that you can know to be Meicha is when there's 10 people that are concentrating on the Chazaras Hashatz. Avshein Eisen Gahagin. Even though they're not doing proper, this guy's not doing proper by learning. Still, if there's 10 people listening, then that's okay. Da'kolanim Tzarech Lasasas Mekilayin Tezu Lasse. The reason why he says they're not doing Gahagin, the Ramapandit says himself. The Ramapandit says it's not right that a person should be learning. Why? Because really, Mechaber said, you should make yourself like you're one of the 10. You should always make yourself like one of the 10. And also the Vavei Amudim says you should be Meicha because people are going to learn from you. When there's not 9 people listening, he says, this is how the Ramesh ends off. Comes off saying, even though I technically, if there's 10 people, as he's saying, Ramesh is saying, I'm sorry. This is just way too weak of a heter. To be Samechan, Asr Lilma Bishas Chazar Sashatz Becholoifen, Yesh Midina, Yesh Mitam Magram. Yesh Midina if there's not 10 people. And even if there's 10 people, like the Magram Ram says, that's another reason why Ramesh is saying it's Asr. So, it seems pretty stark from Ramesh also that it's not really advisable. Not only it's not advisable, he says really that it's Asr. And because who knows, are there really 10 people concentrating? Even if you decide before Chazar Shad, I tried this. You start before Chazar Shad, you say, okay, that's it. I'm going to listen and concentrate to every single bracha. You see what happens to yourself. You know. So, I mean, if that's what's happening to you.
He says, because there might
be a he says, if there's not 10, then it's not some deep. If there's not 10, if you're not Beteach, right. But there's 10 people concentrating, so then you got to make sure that you're one of the 10. But I'm just telling you, when you sit down before Chazar Shad, I'm going to listen to every single word and answer. I mean, you'd be surprised how hard it is,
It's enough already. Yeah, so it's like a few minutes beforehand, you were trying to concentrate on all the brachas.
you know how well that went.
Yeah.
So,
the start of the shas, they always wait for 7. So,
that's a great kasha. No, that's a bomb kasha. No, it's a mamasha bomb kasha, because they say, because they're really mikra, then all you have to wait is for 6. I have to wait for 6 is our shorter essay, so it's mamasha bomb kasha. And they handle it, but I didn't get it.
Who brings that down? That's 7, 6.
No, it's an early. It's a different halacha. It's in a different halacha, which is why it's very. No, it's mamash shabbat.
It's funny. It's like, okay, 7, and if you have one, like, no, wait for 10. It's like 6, and who are we listening to? The one said 7 or 10.
Right. So it's a handle, but I didn't get into it enough to be able to talk about it.
Is there any personal on that shiloh of Tzibur that's taking too long?
To what?
Meaning the taking the Tzibur too long to finish
the
start.
So you should not wait for 10?
Yeah, I mean, I know
that's what I'm saying. I can't get into 10 and 7 because I know they handled over here though. Like, why are we so busy with 10? We want to start on the Nikar Adin when there's 6. As long as there's 6. So, but I'm looking at that. But, some, I said this over once, and somebody, somebody came over and said, listen, Rabbi. I'm going to be spacing out. I'm telling you that. Either I'm going to be spacing out or I'm going to be learning. So I said, listen, I may as well, get some mishnayos in. I'm going to be spacing out anyway. I can't concentrate. So at least this way I'm learning. Right? Huh?
It's easier to,
this is
good.
Because
you feel like you're doing nothing, and then you're like
so he says, listen, at least I'm learning, right? Isn't it better learning than spacing out? If I have a choice. Basically. So I just, Kashbarachu, this is what the Chaim says, the Chaim time. He says, Hashem's not going to make you do things that you can't do. He doesn't play a trick on you. Like, oh, I'm going to make you do something that's not in your chayos to do, and therefore I'm going to give you an einish for it and everything like that. If like he says about lashon hara, people think it's way too hard. To be shy with shmiras lashon. Chavos Chaim says it. He says it many times. He says, what do you mean? If Hashem is making it a nisr, obviously it's possible to do it. So you just got to be mechazik and do it. And then, well, this whole attitude of, it's too hard for me. I say, it's a Americana Shalini. Oh, it's too hard for me, so I'll just I'll do the next best thing. Well, no, it's not too hard for you. Keep working on it. It's a lifetime mission. You're here for a while. You're not here for a year. So work on it. I'm not saying it's better to learn it this way. No, try to work on it.
But also,
look out of the Kappa Chaim. It's like the learning is not.
When you talk in the middle of
Birkus, right? Yeah.
Okay, so you space out. Okay, you're not doing what you're supposed to be, but it's like it.
What happened? All right. Go ahead. God.